Oh, my friends, we are back at the Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, which, let me tell you something. Chef Eric, I was talking to Amanda, who's the manager of the Cordon Green.
Yep.
And she said, you know, when they first started out, gosh, it's been about a year now. She said when they first started out, they would get like 10 classes a month and 2 private events a month. She said now it's totally reversed.
Really?
Yeah. They have to cut back on the classes because of all the private events. So they have private events here now, my friends, where you can come and book a private event, whether it's group management, group teaching, you want a party, a soiree for your company, you name it, they got it. And they've got it in price ranges that'll be just blow you away. And the settings are magnificent.
That's awesome.
So, I'm telling you, you just call the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, talk to Amanda. If you've got any kind of function, you want to really do something neat, cool, you've got the greatest chefs in Atlanta. Chef Eric's going to be doing a lot more here. Great barbecuers. You tell her what you want, she will set it up, and it will blow you away where this place is. But you are doing what right now, Chef Eric, besides drooling over the idea of having an event here that you're the chef for?
Which is it's such a great center, so I'm looking forward to that. And Amanda's fantastic to work with. So
yes, she is.
So I've just cut up 2 more apples, keeping on my apple theme today. And I've got this pan that I rendered the bacon in, and I'm going to leave most of that bacon oil in there. I'm going to add a little bit more...
fats.
A little more fat from some grass-fed butter.
And this is all good fats.
Of course. Saturated fat is good for you folks, by
no,
the way.
No.
Yes, it is, in moderation.
Yeah, no, it's a lie.
Just like,
just like DDT, horrible, kills everything and anything. Until recently, when they found out DDT isn't nearly as bad as they thought it was, and since the mosquitoes have all come back to roaring life, now we got Zika virus, Ebola, and all the other great things that comes from when you don't kill mosquitoes. Just saying.
Okay, all right then. All right, so we're going to let this start to melt a little bit. In the meantime, I'm going to take out another bowl, and we're going to take, 3 eggs, and break those in here. This is our German pancake that we're working on, or a Dutch baby, depending on who you want to talk to about it. I call it a Dutch baby. But
so if I went into original pancake houses and said, give me a Dutch baby, they won't hand me a kid that's screaming?
I don't know, but if they do, it'll probably be a very tall child, and he'll be very attractive, or she will be very attractive. You know, there are some good-looking people in Holland,
yes.
And they're all tall, and they all, like, bike everywhere, and they eat more calories than any American eats, but because they're riding their bikes everywhere, they don't get any weight. Really kind of
I went window shopping in Holland once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But what they wanted for the price in the window was too much for my taste. I was looking at jackets.
Okay,
looking at man bags. Uh-huh. That you call a man bag, I call nice, fine leather. Uh-huh. I don't know what you were thinking of.
Uh-huh, okay.
You must have gone to a different part of Holland.
So, yeah, I can guarantee you I went to a different part of Holland. So I'm going to use 3/4 of a cup of milk and 3/4 of a cup of flour. So let's get to our 3/4 here. I can turn this the right way.
That's why OXO, they have the best with that measuring inside the cup. Ugh.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so now we're going to take a dry measure. And where did I see those? I think they're right over here.
Why don't you talk a little bit, Chef Eric, while you're pontificating about everything else. Why don't you talk a little bit about dry? Because I will tell you, there are people out there today that think they know that they can cook, and they have no idea between the dry measure and the wet measure.
Ah, well, they're totally different amounts. If you use a liquid ounce cup, an 8-ounce cup for a dry material, you're going to have the totally wrong mix. And baking is like chemistry, right? You've got to have the right amounts of your ingredients. So, so I think I don't remember the exact proportions, but if you are using a cup of dry, I think it's in a wet measure, you'll end up with like a cup and a half or something like that. It's one way or the other. I forget. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my measuring cups. I need 3/4 of a cup total, so I've got a half cup measure. I'm going to add that right in with my eggs and milk. And then we're going to go with a 1/4 cup measure. Yes, I did not attend with the new math. So I actually know how to make 3/4.
Yes, from, you didn't get to the core.
Yeah, I didn't get to common core. Thank goodness. I can actually do math in my head. And so we want 3/4 of a cup of flour in here. Now, I'm using a self-rising flour. You can actually use all-purpose flour. But because I'm going to sprinkle a little cheese and we're going to have some bacon with bacon fat in there, I want to give it a little bit of an extra boost in order to get the pancake to rise. So incorporate all those ingredients. Now, normally you do your wet ingredients, and then you add your wet ingredients to your dry. But in this case, I know what the proportions are that I want, and I know that just with that much flour, I don't have to worry about lumps and things like that. I'll be able to work those out with a whisk. So, letting this all incorporate nicely. And you want to get it to a point where the batter is sort of a pale yellow with some bubbles in it. And what I'm trying to do is incorporate air into that batter. All right, so I'll set that aside. Now I've got my skillet going here. And I have about 3 tablespoons of butter in there, along with the apple or the bacon oil, excuse me. Now I'm going to take my bacon slices, not my bacon slices, my apple slices. What? For some reason, I'm mixing apple and bacon together all the time.
Wow.
We're going to take my apple slices. I'm going to go ahead and put them in the pan. We're going to saute these for a little bit. Get the temperature up. Great thing about an induction burner. It comes right up to temp. And again, remember that this is just a platform. This particular dish is really just a platform of all sorts of options. So I could use, I could cook some broccoli off and do broccoli and cheese or portobello mushrooms or, you know, whatever the case may be. You're not constrained to just using apples. As a matter of fact, my original recipe was truly a pure German pancake, which is just apples and cinnamon and brown sugar, and I chose to modify it today when I was at the store because I said, you know what, everything goes better with bacon. So that's why we're infusing the
ergo
the bacon
you modified
into it. All right, and we're going to let these cook for about 5 minutes or so, and in the cast iron here now they're picking up some of the fond of that bacon, so it's actually, you're going to be able to taste that bacon throughout without it being overwhelming, because you know we soaked up a lot of that bacon oil, or bacon fat, as people are going to insist on calling it, but we insist on calling it bacon oil, because it's definitely like an oil. You can use
it. And you know, but if you think about mom's kitchens back in the day, they always had a can, or especially a perforated aluminum container with a perforated top
right. That
was about a half inch deep, and they'd pour all their grease in there, and then what they would do is they would convert it to oil. I mean, if they were making biscuits, if they were making anything, or making eggs, anything, they just
like
take a big old
gold
scoop, because that stuff will stay a week or two without getting rancid.
Even longer than that.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a while to get it rancid.
Yeah. Okay, so we're just going to let those get all happy. Now, as those are cooking, I'm going to go ahead and add back in my bacon. And any of the bacon fat that happened to go with the bacon, I'm going to go ahead and add that in as well. Now we'll start stirring that in.
You know, I could say one thing, Chef Eric. No one stirs it up like you do.
Yeah, gee, me or you. All right, so now we've got sort of a little golden color on some of them. That's about where we want it to be. All right, and I'm spreading it out relatively evenly across the bottom of the pan. And now, this is when we can do this in a couple of steps normally. We could let the sauté, put it into another bowl to rest for a second, and then stick the cast iron in an oven or in the egg for about 8 minutes to get it really, really hot. However, it is cast iron, and it's coming up to temperature nicely throughout the cast iron. So we're just going to let this simmer for one or two more minutes. And then what we're going to do is we're going to add our batter that we just made that's been resting for a little bit. We're going to add it right on top of these apples, and we're going to put it into an oven at 425 for it to bake. And it's going to rise to 4 or 5 inches even on the sides.
To the occasion.
Yes, it will rise to the occasion. And I just want to make sure that this pan gets hot enough, because it is critical when the batter starts baking.
And it's critical to take a commercial break. Right back at you, Chef and a Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green.